Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to the New Testament, to the book of Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I just want to give you a small word tonight that the Lord dropped in our spirit this morning. Luke chapter 5. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but here. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's in Him that I move and breathe and have my very being. Let's amen. Pray for those who are not here tonight. If you look around and there's somebody that's not here that you've not seen for a while, I encourage you to text them.
Amen.
Facebook them. Amen. Let them know you've missed them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5, verse number 1. If you found it, please stand for the reading of God's Word, an honor to His Word tonight. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. If you found it, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't have the Bible, you can look to the screen. Amen. And it came to pass, I mean, something's getting ready to happen, that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them. And they were washing nets, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both of the ships, so they began to sink. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. They're going to bless the shofar tonight. As they do, I want you to give the Lord a shout of praise in this place tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As you're seated, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Don't put your net away just yet. I want to preach on the topic, don't put your net away just yet. And God spoke this short word to me this morning, laid it in my spirit for you tonight. Amen. How many knows that here lately, amen, that God has given us personally, also given to us corporately, a lot of word, a lot of promises. And I believe that heaven is in the position that it's ready to release upon its people what God has promised that we can have. There are things that we are all waiting on. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Is there anybody on a Thursday that said, I've got some promises or prayers that I'm waiting on, that God has promised and He's spoken and I'm believing? But today the Spirit of the Lord wants me to remind you that it's not time to put away your net yet, because we're getting ready to receive what the Lord said we can have. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Bible said that it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of the Lord. When you look at verse number 1 of this passage of scripture that I read to you, the word press means to rest upon. They were wanting to hear what Jesus had to say. The Bible said that they rested upon him. They pressed upon him. I'm wondering if there's anybody that is so intrigued on what he's got to say that they'll press upon him. They'll do whatever it takes just to hear a word from the Master. He is here at the Lake of Gennesaret, but it is also known in Scripture as the Sea of Tiberias. And according to Bible history, there was about 4,000 ships on the Sea of Tiberias at this time that Jesus was speaking. And the Bible said that out of 4,000 ships, there were two ships that Jesus noticed. What was the difference between these two ships and every other ship there at the Sea of Tiberias? The difference is that on this occasion, in these two ships, the Bible said that the fishermen were no longer in the boat. And the Bible said that while they were no longer in the boat, they were on the side and they were washing their nets. Amen. The word washing their nets denotes, amen, a separation. The word washing here means separation, departure, reversal. It is, amen, meaning to be done or to not, amen, to be done or to do away with. It means separation or, amen, a reversal. Can I say it this way, that no nets equal no catch? If you don't have a net, then you can't catch anything. So what these fishermen were, amen, signaling as they were outside of the ship washing their nets, that they were done. They had no more desire to fish any longer, because while they were washing their nets, they were signaling that they were finished with fishing for that moment. But Matthew chapter 4 and Mark chapter 1 lets us know that it's not time to quit fishing, because Jesus said he has made us fishers of men. Amen? Can anybody agree? So I'm wondering tonight if there's anybody on a Thursday that can put yourself in the shoes of these fishermen who have decided, out of all of the ships that are in the sea at the time, that they were now finished and they were done. They no longer wanted to fish, so now they are washing their nets. I don't know about you, but sometimes we can get a little impatient when it comes to waiting on the promises of the Lord. There are some things that the Lord has spoken to us personally that we've been waiting on for a long time. There are some things that the Lord has promised to us corporately that we are waiting for the Lord to fulfill and for the Lord to move upon. And we wait, and if we don't see anything happen, we get discouraged. And while everybody else is still waiting and they're casting their nets out and they're fishing, we can get discouraged. And the enemy can convince us to put our nets out of the ship and to begin to wash them so we can put them away. But the Lord spoke to me this afternoon. Amen. He dropped Luke chapter 5 in my spirit this morning. And I was thinking about this passage of scripture all day today. And the Lord dropped this, amen, this title in my spirit this afternoon. And he said, tell Judah Tabernacle not to put their net away just yet. It may not seem like we have gotten full breakthrough yet. It may not seem like we have gotten a full release yet. It may seem like, as far as personally and corporately, we're still battling, we're still fighting, we're still hanging on for survival. And it would be easy in this moment of Tabernacles to get discouraged and to get weary and to get tired and say, you know what, I've had enough of this, I'm going to just quit. But I've come to give you an encouraging word. You're just one step away from a miracle. You're just one step away from a breakthrough. You're just one moment away for the Lord to step in and to do something that you've been waiting on him to do. What would have happened if they would have listened to themselves? Because the Bible said that Jesus entered into the ship of Simon and he asked him to cast out just a little from the land so that he could. There was a crowd around him so much, he had to get into the ship and he had to speak to the multitude of the crowd in the ship. And the Bible said, as they were launched out just a little bit. You see, are we willing to go just a little bit further? Are we willing to hang on just a little bit longer? Even though it's easy to be tempted just to put the net away. Even though it's easy to be tempted because it doesn't look like the circumstance is ever going to change. It doesn't look like that lost loved one is ever going to come to church. It doesn't look like healing is ever going to come in that circumstance. It's easy to get discouraged.
courage and say, you know what? I'm just going to quit praying. I'm just going to quit believing. Maybe it's not just meant for me, but I'm wondering if there's anybody that says, I'm going to press just a little bit further. I'm going to hang on just a little bit longer. I'm going to wait on the Lord just a little bit, because He has never failed me yet. Oh, is there a testimony in the house that says God has never failed me yet? And the God that's been faithful before is the God that will be faithful now. Can somebody give Him a shout of praise? Are you willing to go a little further? Even when it's uncomfortable. Even when it's not the most popular thing to do. Are you willing to go a little bit further? The Bible said that He told them, amen, to press out a little from the land. And He sat down and He taught the people from the ship. And the Bible said that when He was done speaking, when He was done preaching, He looked at Simon and He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to launch out into the deep. So I want you to go just a little bit further into the deep. This word deep means an abyss. It is a Greek word that means a mystery. So what He really is asking Peter to do is to launch out into the deep end.
Amen.
Into the abyss, into the place of mystery. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's easy to launch out into the abyss when you know what you're doing and where you're going. But it's another thing to trust Him at His word and to begin to launch out a little further when you don't even know where you're going and you don't know how you're going to get there and everything's a mystery and you got more questions than you've got answers. But you know that you know that you know that if He said it, then He meant it and we're going to be all right. And He told them, He said, I want you to launch out to the deep, to the mystery, to the abyss. And I want you to let down your nets for the draw. I want you to let down your nets again. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes we look for a great theological breakthrough. Or a great, amen, mighty word of prophecy. Or a word of knowledge to get us the victory already done. What we, amen, sometimes our breakthrough hinges on us praying again. Fasting again. He looked at him and said, let down your nets into the abyss, into the drop. And he didn't look at him and say, okay. If that's what you said to do, Jesus, that's what we're going to do. He looked at him and said, don't you realize we're professional fishermen here? Don't you realize before you got here, this is Matthew Leslie's commentary. Before you got here, we've already fished all night. Our backs hurt. We smell like sweat. We haven't seen any evidence. We've not seen any proof. And you're telling us, here you are, the master of the sea, here you are. Amen. The great Messiah. And we need something deep from you. And you're telling us to do what we've already done? How many knows the old weapons still work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Prayer still works. It can still be strength. Amen? So here He says, I want you to launch out to the deep. I want you to let down your nets. Here's the thing. They couldn't let down their nets if they didn't get it back out again. They had to get their net back out again. They had to take it, amen. They washed it, was getting ready to put it away. But then they had to get their nets back out again because they were getting ready to receive a miracle. Is there anybody that can stand a miracle tonight in the house of the Lord? So as they begin to launch out into the deep, He said, I want you to let down your nets again. Simon Peter had excuses. He said, wait a minute. We've already done it. We've not caught anything. We've not caught anything. But this is what He said.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm looking for a way out, and you're telling me to do this, and I don't see how this is going to help me. But if you say to do it, nevertheless, at thy word, because it's not about me, it's about you tonight.
Amen.
And when you think about the nets, when you think about, amen, the nets that they used in Scripture, interesting enough to know that there were two types of nets that the fishermen used in Scripture. One was a casting net. This was a single net that they would use. Amen. A casting net. I'm going to make my own net tonight. But a casting net was a single net that they would use. And they would throw it out there singly. And they would pull it in. This was the net that they would use in the shallow end of the sea. So this was to catch little fish. But then they had a draw net. And a draw net, come here, Brother Matt. A draw net, come here, Shane. A draw net. I told you I'd warn you. Shane looked at me before church and said, if you use me as an example, can you just please warn me? Amen. You have the casting net, and then you have the draw net. The draw net was different from the casting net because the casting net, a single person would use. A draw net was used by two ships, two people. And one person, amen, on one ship would hold one end, and another person on the other ship would hold the other end, and they would use it together to try to catch a greater harvest. I said that to say this: you're not in this thing by yourself. You're not in this thing by yourself. You say, well, I'm waiting on breakthrough. Well, so is somebody else. I need God to move in my life. Well, the same thing for somebody else tonight. And what we need to do in this hour, Judah Tabernacle, is we need to come together in unity and believe that the God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think is able to not only bring me breakthrough, but he's able to bring my brother breakthrough. He's able to bring my sister breakthrough. And can I just be honest with you? As a church body, we all need a breakthrough from heaven. So what we need to do is come together. Believe that if God is going to send me a miracle, he's going to send you a miracle as well. But here's the thing. They had to be in sync and they had to be in unity for this net to work. One person could not have their own agenda while the other person had an agenda, but they had to be in harmony one with another to make sure that the net would work properly. Oh, hallelujah. How good and pleasant is it for men to dwell together in unity. I believe that's what the Lord is doing in this hour, is he's lining us up in the spirit in unity, that we are standing together. We're praying together. We're believing together. It's not about me as a single, and it's not about you as a single, but it's about the body of Christ. And when you hurt, I hurt. And when I hurt, you hurt. And when I need prayer, you need prayer. And together we're going to pray and believe, and heaven is going to hear us, and heaven's going to release the answer. Hallelujah. I believe that we've stepped into a season in this church where we're getting ready to receive the greatest harvest that we've ever seen before. I don't say that lightly. I don't say it because it's a thing to say. I say it because I feel that way down deep in my spirit. The enemy knows it. That's why he's fighting us. But I'm here to remind the enemy that God's promises are yea and amen. And if God said it, it is done. And we're coming together in unity. And we're believing that soon and very soon, we are going to receive the harvest that God said we could have. Anybody believe that with me tonight?
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to be good on a Thursday, but I'm not doing a very good job at it, because I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody, you're getting ready to get the biggest catch you've ever gotten. In your, oh, hallelujah. You're about ready to catch the biggest catch you've ever gotten in
your whole entire life. Are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? I know you're weary. I know you're tired. I know you've battled. I know you've tried to catch it, and you pulled your net up, and there's not been anything in it, and you've looked discouraged, and you said, God, maybe I've missed it, but I've come to tell you through the authority of the Holy Ghost, don't put your net away just yet, but launch it out one more time. Put it in the water one more time, because God is getting ready to give you the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Can somebody give him a shout of praise in this house tonight?
Praise the Lord. Just hang there for just a minute. Brothers, the Bible says for him to launch out, and he said, let it down. And Simon answered and said, Master, we toiled all night. We've wrestled all night. Anybody been toiling lately? Oh, yeah. We've toiled all night. We fished all night. And we've not taken anything. But, nevertheless, at your word, there's the key.
Yeah, exactly.
One word from the Lord can change the situation.
Come on.
Nevertheless, not at my opinion. Nevertheless, not at my feeling. Nevertheless, not at my emotion. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Verse 6 is the key. And when they had this done. Let me say it in layman terms. Obedience.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
When they had this done. The Lord spoke to me this weekend, Sister Rebecca, and we were in Kentucky in revival, and the Lord spoke to me this weekend in the middle of our message and preaching. I was preaching about hearing the voice of the Lord. The Lord spoke to me so plain and said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. He said, we're in a time where when I speak, you got to move upon it immediately.
Amen.
No, we're no longer in a season where two confirmation, three fleeces, one word of knowledge. Lord, I've been guilty. The Lord said, do such and such. I'm like, okay, let's sing that verse one more time. If that's what you need me to do, let Sister Karen, amen, raise your hand right now, and then I know that I'm supposed to. That's somebody tell me one time, well, how do you know it's the Lord? I said, because the devil will never tell you to go pray for somebody. The devil will never tell you to get up and walk around the church and lift your hands and glorify the Lord. I'm gonna call him out. It's all right. He stuck with me anyhow. But last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, we were in revival, and the Lord spoke to my brother, Aaron, and he said, go anoint Trisha. Anoint her legs and feet. Go anoint her. And pray for her. And Aaron come up to me and said, the Lord told me to go anoint Trisha and pray for her. I said, well, go do it then. You don't need my approval. You don't need my check. Go do it. And he did. And we got in the car after church. And Trisha looked at me and she said, man. She said, when Aaron anointed my legs and feet, she said, I felt the pressure come off my legs and feet. She said, I felt the Lord touch me. And Aaron and I tried to at least call each other every day to talk. And he called me the following Monday and he said, man, I wrestled with the Lord when he told me to do that. He said, I thought to myself, I don't know. He said, but I did it anyway. I said, I'm so glad you did. I said, did I tell you what Trisha said? And he said, no. I said, Trisha said when you prayed for her that the Lord touched her and her feet and her legs, that the pressure came off of her feet and legs. You see, that's how important it is to be obedient.
Amen.
Even when it don't make sense.
Amen.
One more example. Trisha and I pulled up to the driveway of Olive Garden several months ago. And we had to wait for our seat, so we stayed in the car. And there was a lady beside us, and she looked at me and started rolling down the window. And I said, what are you doing? And you guys know, hey amen, you know, she's just bold on some things. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I've got to tell that lady that her hair looks good. I said, you don't even know her. She said, I felt impressed to tell her. And she rolled down her window and she said, hey, honey. You know how fresh she is. Hey, honey. And the lady went, yes. She goes, I just feel like telling you your hair looks good tonight. And tears started welling up in that lady's face. And she started crying. And I thought, uh-oh, you done did it.
Don't need a hair.
And the lady looked at it and said, thank you. She said, I just had it done this way. She said, and I forget what procedure that she had done where she had lost her hair. And she said, this is the shortest my hair's ever been. And she said, I just got it done today. And she said, I was self-conscious about it. It really bothered me. And she said, and then you rolled down the window and told me that. And she said, I feel so much better. One simple thing that may not make sense to us can make a whole difference in somebody else's world. And I believe that's what God is wanting to do in this hour, is speak to us randomly to see if we're going to be obedient. What would we really do, Sister Rachel, if we're in the middle of Walmart and he tells us to tell somebody that Jesus loves them? What would we do? Would we let down our net again in Kroger when we just want to go Krogering? But he tells us to say something to an individual. Maybe the cashier is having a bad day and he or she's not the most politest person to deal with, but yet the Spirit of the Lord prompts you to say something to him. Will we be obedient? Will we let our net down again? What if, I thought about, life-wise. I thought about, at launching this Tuesday. And I thought, Sister Christy shared with me the pictures of the students that came in. And I thought, man, every Tuesday, if we could just let down the net one more time.
Amen.
One more time. If we can just let the net down. We're about ready to see something that we've never seen before. It's easy to get discouraged right now. Can I be real?
Yeah.
It's easy to get discouraged. The atmosphere's heavy. But I'm here to give you some hope tonight that the Lord said, don't put your net away just yet, but be obedient. Because the Bible said when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude. Somebody say, a great multitude.
Great multitude.
It wasn't just a multitude, but it was a great multitude of fishes. What happened to the net? Started to break. Break equals breakthrough. What's your definition of breakthrough, preacher? I'll give you my definition of breakthrough is, when the vessel designed to carry the miracle, and the miracle is greater than the vessel, then the miracle will start to break through. When the miracle is greater than us, then it's going to start breaking through, and somebody is going to know that there's still a God in heaven. When the miracle is greater than us, it's going to start breaking through. Hallelujah. I heard a story today. Amen. Of two gentlemen who they prayed for over 30 years for their father to get saved. Amen. I was listening today to a service last night, and they testified that after 30 some years of praying, that their dad gave his heart to the Lord this week. Amen. And asked Jesus to come into his life. I wonder how many times on those in that 30 years that they casted their net together out into the sea, hoping that this would be the moment that their dad gives his heart to the Lord. But when they brought their net in, it was empty, and that breakthrough was not there. But oh, when they were tired this week and they said, you know what, we're going to cast it out one more time. And they did it again. This time, God brought deliverance to their father. So I've come to give you a word from the Lord. Do it again.
and do it again. And if you don't see it, do it again. And if you don't see it, do it again. Because you're at the moment where this could be the time that when you do cast it out, that you're going to bring in the breakthrough that you've been waiting on, that you've been praying for, and that you've been believing for. I believe. Woo, help me. Call those things that aren't as if they are. Prophesy, speak. I believe, Judah Tabernacle, that if we cast our net out one more time, this could be the time that the financial blessing is so big that the net begins to break. I believe, amen, that if we cast our net out one more time, that this could be the moment that the prodigals that the Lord has promised that he would bring to this house, the lost spouses and the lost children that the Lord promised would come back through those doors. If we cast the net out one more time, I believe we can enclose a great multitude of harvest. Amen. You don't think I'm crazy, but I believe if we cast it out one more time, our new facility could be in that net. If we cast it out one more time, I believe that.
Amen.
But you can't cast it if you don't keep it out.
Right.
And the sad reality is, Sister Linda, that there's a lot of folks who are discouraged. And what they have done is they have brought in their nets and they've started washing them. Because they're saying, you know what? I've done it before and I've not seen anything yet. The Bible said that the nets begin to break, and the Bible said that they filled up both of the ships with the fish.
Yeah.
To the point that the ships begin to sink. You know what comes to mind? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Could it be that God can give us a great multitude of fishes to the point that we just start sinking? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And here's the thing. Not just one person reaped it. But both of them did. Which means not just you are going to reap the breakthrough, but those who stood in unity with you is going to reap it with you. So I don't mind standing and believing and trusting God with you. Because when God moves on your behalf, he's going to move on my behalf. And when God brings you a breakthrough, God's going to bring me a breakthrough. So I've come to remind you, Judah Tabernacle, we family.
Right. Amen.
We're peeps.
Yeah.
They still say that now?
No.
I don't know. Peeps is more than just that marshmallow candy that people like that I don't.
Nobody.
Amen. I know folks who leave them out on the counter, the hardening that need them. That's a whole other story in itself. Let me get... Rabbit trail.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel. But we're family. We're connected. We're a community. That's how it is. Which means, like it or not, you're stuck with me. And like it or not, I'm so glad I'm stuck with you. Amen. And together we're going to stand and believe. Thank you, brothers. Amen. And we're going to trust the Lord.
Amen.
That he's going to move and he's going to minister. They both reap the blessing. They ask their partners to come and help them because the breakthrough was so large and so great. As they come to the music, amen. Tonight for just a minute, and they play softly for just a moment. I know all of us are dealing with something.
I know we are. All of us are dealing with, amen, our own battles, our own struggles. All of us are waiting and believing and trusting for the Lord to move. We're believing for the Lord to touch our church, touch our pastors, touch the leadership, to bring us breakthrough. There's been a lot of moments where it was easy to get discouraged. Amen. But I've come tonight with just a short word from the Lord to remind you, don't put your net up yet.
Amen.
But cast it out one more time. This could be the moment, this could be the time that the Lord brings you the breakthrough that you need. Amen. A lot of folks in our local body here that stands in the need of prayer. A lot of folks are bearing burdens tonight. A lot of folks aren't here tonight due to circumstances beyond their control. I think it would be okay tonight for us that are present to cast a net out for those who may not be here tonight. For those who probably wanted to be here, but because of circumstances, they're not. For us to believe and trust the Lord. For those who has not been here for a while, that we miss seeing sitting in the pew, that whatever they're facing personally, that we would cast a net out. How many can say, I'm encouraged tonight that I'm not going to put my net away just yet? I may be tempted to do it, but I'm not going to put it away just yet, because I'm believing for the Lord to do a miracle. Amen. Stand to your feet all over this house. Raise your hands toward heaven. Let's believe.